This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Eden Pure. Spring is here, so spring cleaning is here too. Don't wait for the Eden Pure BioSpeed CleanVac to sell out again. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIECLEAN to save an additional $15. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIECLEAN.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And with the Hunter Biden case, Twitter took the New York Post Twitter account down because they reported on the Hunter Biden laptop, which now turns out to be completely true.
Now, if that's not censorship, I don't know what is.
So let's just call
Chris,
it like let's call
it was.
The New York Post had it right. But the New York Post had it right, and the Washington Post and the New York Times had it wrong.
Right? What is wrong? Who's to say, really, in the end?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Again, it depends on utilizing a lockdown in a positive way.
You know what they say? When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
They've made two arrests in Sacramento in that horrible shooting on Sunday in the downtown area. These two guys opened fire with machine guns. It turns out they're brothers. And try what I'm about to tell you, not destroy your faith in the integrity of the hip-hop community, but Smiley Martin and Dondre, D-A-N-D-R-A-E, Dondre Martin, DeAndre, that's how you pronounce it, Taylor. In my neighborhood, we call him Dandre, like dandruff, Dondre Martin. Martin, this is according to the Daily Beast. Dondre Martin appears to be an aspiring rapper who uses the name Dreadamac on YouTube. On a SoundCloud account, he went by Dreamac and said he was from Sacramento and Phoenix. In another rap development, Washington, D.C.'s Bliss nightclub has apologized over an appalling spectacle in which the body of slain rapper Gunu's, no relation to my late dog Gunner, Gunu was reportedly displayed on their stage at his own funeral. The memorial service took place Sunday, weeks after the hip-hopper was shot dead at 24 years old. The slain rapper, whose real name was Markel Morrow, apparently was propped up on stage at Bliss Nightclub while mourners raved around him like an Irish wake. Why did they have to bring Irish wakes into this rapper funeral? The hip-hopper's corpse was decked out in a hoodie, a blinged-out watch, and a crown. There was a $40 cover charge to enter the venue. Black Fortune, a rapper who performed at the event.
Was it cover charge to enter the memorial service?
Yes! I'm just reading the story from the New York Post. It
sounds like Howie Carr's last greatest grift.
I want it to be like an old-time Irish wake for me. I would put my casket in the front room and be passing beers over the casket. You know, save money on the... We don't want to rent out the funeral home. We don't need those visiting hours. We'll just have an open bar. That's what I want. Black Fortune, a rapper who performed at the event, wrote in an Instagram story, because there was speculation that this was some kind of wax dummy or something, or a dummy that's stolen from a department store. No, this ain't no wax dummy. My Brody went out gangsta. 50 Cent was not impressed. Oh, bleep, I just realized what this is. One of the employees of the restaurant said, imagine walking into work and it's a deceased body on display. They didn't warn us. They didn't tell us. They didn't even know. When I say I've been officially traumatized this year, I mean it.
What was this? What was the deceased, the dear departed's name?
Gunu.
How do you spell that?
G-O-O-N-E-W. Gunu. And he was waked by, among others, Black Fortune. So, there you go. I don't know. It's time now for the chump line. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the hip-hop movement, though, as I always say.
Something tells me they're not going after Michael Sussman like they went after Michael Flynn.
Boy, you ain't kidding. Or Paul Manafort. Or Carter Page. You think they went after Lisa Page like they went after Carter Page? I don't think so. Very good point. By the way, does Gounod's mother have a comment?
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
And how about Smiley and Dandre's mother? Did she have a comment?
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
Thank you. Thank you, Ma.
Jen Psaki's leaving the White House to go to MSNBC. That's what they call in the business, a lateral move.
Yes, it is. The paycheck will be higher, but actually it's a demotion in terms of how many people will see her. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Take advantage of preseason prices and their golf package. No canceled flights when you vacation at the Nauset Beach Inn. And that's increasingly a factor where you want to go, isn't it? To learn more, go to NausetBeachInn.com, NausetBeachInn.com.
Twitter used to stink. How does it smell now? Musky.
Let's hope so. I'm sure they've got some landmines planted, what do you call it, to prevent a hostile takeover by someone who believes in the First Amendment.
I have asked Dr. Fauci and the CDC to propose common sense lockdown reform.
Common sense lockdown reform. Did you catch that one? By the way, we've got some Biden cuts here, but we might as well play one here. Biden was having another coughing problem today as he celebrated Obamacare. Cut 10.
12 years ago, last month, 12 years ago, we made a good effort toward that proposition.
May we quote you on that, Mr. President?
Screw an edit button on Twitter. I want a Trump button. Make Twitter great again.
I'm with you. I thought you had to edit before you... Don't you look before you hit the send button? You know, that's what I always do when I'm writing a column or anything, you know, or an email. Anything. You edit it as you go along. You don't need an edit button. You type it out, you know, or whatever you want to call it. And then you look it over and you make any corrections necessary.
Howie, Chris Sununu calling. I didn't criticize Donald Trump. It was just a joke, you old bastard. I'm a Republican, not a rhino. It's not like I shut down businesses or mandated masks or supported Black Lives Matter or when I get caught in a lie. I sound like Charlie Baker.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of a reward for him not running against Maggie Hassan. You know, Chuck Schumer breathed an enormous sigh of relief when he said, I'm not running against Maggie Hassan. And soon thereafter, he was invited by the Democrat, all the time gridiron club to come and attack Donald Trump for 12, 13 minutes.
So Nuno was raided home at the Moonbat Roast, so much so that he could have been the host. He certainly wowed the left-wing crowd in his rhino attempt to turn Trump into toast.
There's that phrase, strange new respect, you know, was coined 30 years ago by a guy named Tom Bethel, you know, and he said this was what Republicans do when they suck up to Democrats because they want to get a nice piece in the editorial page or the op-ed page, you know, like Mitt Romney would be the ultimate Republican seeking strange new respect. I didn't know that Chris Sununu would be infected with this, or at least as badly as he appears to have been.
Joe swears to God he drove a truck and all he had to do. Give him time and he'll swear to God he changed his gender too.
That may be a little complicated for Joe at this stage. By the way, speaking of strange new respect, all the 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach Trump last year, they all got strange new respect from the Washington Post, the New York Times, the rest of the state-run media. Today, the fourth one dropped out of his campaign for re-election. A guy named Fred Upton from Michigan. He got strange new respect, but now, after 36 years in Congress, out! Out! That's how much strange new respect will help you out in the long run.
Yeah, Howie, all those kids who majored in sustainability, too bad nobody taught them how to sustain the payments on their student loans.
Isn't that the truth? I just can't wait to open the lines on this one again, because it drives me crazy, and I know it drives you crazy. One of our regular listeners, Session, he texted me last week. He said, my mortgage has decided to identify as a student loan. And I thought to myself, wow. Why can't you say your mortgage or your car payment or your credit card payment is identifying as a student loan? You can say you're identifying as anything else. Why can't you do that and just get everything written off?
Kamala's been to Europe. The rest of us are going straight to hell.
Or at least the poorhouse. And I don't mean P-O-U-R. No one's got any money for any distilled spirits anymore.
Yeah, this is Tony Fauci. From now on, we're doing lockdowns in a positive fashion. We're positive they're going to do more harm than good.
Yeah. It's rather ominous that Fauci has decided to come out from rock he was hiding under. Did you notice Sununu mentioned him last night when we were talking to Sununu? He was at the Gridiron Club dinner, and they were making sport of Fauci, and he could take it. Fauci is the leader of their cult. He's the Pope.
Lovey, what a disaster that was last night. Apparently NCAA stands for North Carolina's awful at athletics. In fact, the last time UNC experienced a conflagration of that magnitude was when Genghis Carr torched his 57 Impala.
It was a 59 Impala, by the way, pal. But, hey, I was telling people today, they were a pumpkin for most of the season, the UNC Tar Heels. They briefly turned into Cinderella's coach. And last night in the second half, I guess must have turned midnight somewhere. Not in New Orleans, but somewhere it was midnight in the Atlantic time zone, and they turned back into a pumpkin. One of those things. What the hell?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Dial 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second chump line, go to Chopped Chumps. We post it every weekday evening around 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn on Cape Cod. Take advantage of preseason prices and their golf package. No canceled flights when you vacation at the Nauset Beach Inn. To learn more, go to NausetBeachInn.com.
Twitter used to stink. How does it smell now? Musky.
781 says, Fred Upton is the one who took away our incandescent light bulbs. It's finally lights out for him. That's a good point. I'd forgotten about that. So one reason why my lights look so weird now, because some of them are LEDs and some of them are regular, is because of Fred Upton. It's about time he got two in the hat politically. 860, my taxes are going to identify as a student loan. There you go. Whatever you can identify anything you want as anything else, right? So those of us who don't have student loans, we need to get a free ride too, even if we don't have a man bun. even if we don't have a squirrely goatee. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money, too. They saved one of our people $1,700 when they checked her insurance to make sure she was getting the best deal. $1,700 is real money, obviously. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Elon Musk be able to get President Trump back on Twitter?
Yes, I think he will.
73% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. There was a strange story last week about this this kid who was killed in the in Orlando at the Icon Park. They have this thing called the free fall ride, and it drops you down and 75 feet, and you know, then it pulls you back up, and it's supposed to be a thrill ride and all this stuff. But they let this guy on there, Tyree Sampson, 14 years old, 6'5", over 300 pounds. But it was crazy. That kid never should have been allowed on there. I don't know what the weight limit is, but it's not 300 pounds. And he was over 300 pounds. The maximum weight, actually, is 286 pounds on this ride. So it's 430 feet tall. And it's billed as the world's tallest freestanding drop tower. And so there have been demonstrations since then about this, the fact that this kid fell off because he weighed so much and he never should have been on the ride in the first place. And the woman who's been leading the demonstration claims to be the cousin of the 14-year-old boy. She said her name was Shay Johnson. But now it turns out that she is not his cousin, and her name is not Shay Johnson. Her name is really Lee Washina, Lewishena Livonia Browning, 32. And she was a stripper at Flash Dancers, which is a strip club in Orlando. And she's been fired now from the strip club after leading these demonstrations. And she's awaiting trial, the woman who claims that she's the cousin of the kid who was killed in the accident. She is awaiting trial on felony arson and criminal mischief charges for allegedly setting a car on fire that belongs to her ex-boyfriend. She said she was in Daytona Beach on the night that her ex-boyfriend's car was torched, but they found on her cell phone that she allegedly Googled the new girlfriend's address, as well as she questioned on Google, what is the best thing to set a car on fire? Lighter fluid or gas? And they also found images of her burnt and blistered legs while she was being treated at a hospital after the fire started. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. If you would like to join us, that is the number. Black Lives Matter, $6 million California house draws scrutiny. According to New York Magazine, New York Magazine has turned against Black Lives Matter. The 6,500-square-foot building known among BLM leaders as Campus was purchased with cash. It's nice to have cash, like $6.5 million cash, in October 2020. Using funds donated to Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. An internal BLM memo said after the New York Magazine reporter asked him about the house, our angle needs to be to deflate ownership of the property. That suggestion was one of several responses floated once the magazine found out that the Black Lives Matter, that tribune of oppressed people everywhere, had bought a $6.5 million mansion. This is in addition to all the mansions that, what's her name, Patrice Cullors, the founder of Black Lives Matter, bought. That suggestion was one of several responses floated, with others including, can we kill the story? The same memo reportedly included bullet points to be given to the magazine about campus, such as how it is used by the cultural arm of BLM and could be used as an influencer house where artists can create content and as a safe house. Could aspiring rappers go there? Board member Shalomaya Bayers emailed a statement claiming that Black Lives Matter purchased the property, quote, with the intention for it to serve as a housing and studio space for recipients of the Black Joy Creators Fellowship. I'll bet they were joyful when they spent $6.5 million cash to buy a mansion in beautiful Southern California. And the program was reportedly announced the next day as providing, quote, recording resources and dedicated space for Black creatives. Black creatives. To launch content online and in real life focused on abolition, healing justice, as opposed to healing injustice, I guess. Urban agriculture and food justice. I always like food justice. That means I get a second helping. Pop culture activism and politics. Black Lives Matter had received $66.5 million before the purchase of the house raised after the death of George Floyd. Diane Pascal bought the property 2 weeks after the group got it $66 million. Pascal then reportedly transferred ownership of the house to another LLC set up by law firm Perkins Coie. Perkins Coie is the law firm that used to include Michael Sussman, the guy that's now under indictment for lying to the FBI, and also Mark Elias, who's resigned from the firm, and you know he may be in the crosshairs of that same grand jury. But he's trying to gerrymander all the congressional districts across the country so the Democrats can remain in power. The California home is not the only expensive Black Lives Matter property. BLM Canada announced in 2021 that they were buying a mansion to be used as a Black community center. Reports also showed the public records showed the purchase included $6.3 million paid to a nonprofit set up by people including Jayana Khan. She's a woman who was married to Patrice Cullors. Isn't that nice? 844-500-4242 BLM. Buy large mansions. 603. Was this the fellowship of the scam? Yes, it was a big scam. It worked. And you know the owner of the Boston franchise of Black Lives Matter, Monica Cannon Grant, is now under indictment on 18 counts of various fraud, including welfare fraud, wire fraud, mail fraud, the usual fraud, cornucopia.
Now I'm starting to think this entire organization was a little crooked.
They own some nice real estate, though, Taylor. They really did. We have some cuts
they
from
took
some
up
of
that
these.
Old adage, buy land, God ain't making any more of it.
This is Patrice Cullors from the BLM mansion. They apparently put this up on YouTube, but nobody has gone to it, or only a few hundred people have gone to it. This is Patrice Cullors, the founder of BLM, and she's got three places of her own, but this $6.5 million mansion.
She's surpassed
is,
you.
Very funny. She's long since surpassed me. Cut 13, Patrice.
The hardest moments have been the right-wing media machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just leveraging literally all its weight against me, against our movement, against BLM, the organization. Mm-hmm. I'm some weeks out now from a lot of the noise, so I have more perspective, right? While I was in it, I was in survival mode. Mm-hmm. But so many people who I've talked to, and I've obviously talked to the two of you ad nauseum about this, but it's because we're powerful, because we are winning. Mm-hmm. It's because we are threatening the establishment. Mm-hmm. We're threatening white supremacy. And I think it's this piece that you named earlier. It's not just a cultural shift anymore.
So this is the woman that's got three mansions, and this is a mansion that's owned, a $6.5 million mansion in Southern California that's not owned directly by her, but by Black Lives Matter. She's winning against the right media machine. And this is Alicia Garza, her friend, who's also there at the mansion. This, you can find this on YouTube, Cut 14.
I didn't go to one protest last summer.
Wow. Really?
Not one, honey.
Tell us.
I wanted to be in movement in a different role. Mm. And I
buying real estate.
Made a commitment to myself.
Buying mansions.
Just like around this concept of rest.
Officer Mark says, BLM, big luxurious mansions. I wonder why the Red Sox took down that Black Lives Matter sign. Did they know this? Did they know all this stuff was coming out? I mean, they took it down after the local franchisees, Monica Cannon Grant, was indicted. But some of this stuff didn't come out yet. I have a feeling there's going to be more too. Just call it a hunch. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I'm out here in North Dakota, living oil country, coal country out here.
Yes.
And Ed Markey, you're brilliant. He's a senator, right? Not a rep. Is he a senator?
He was a rep for 40 years. Now he's a senator. Yes. Yeah. We're all very proud of his upward mobility.
he makes his, Mr. Softy there. He makes his brilliant statement about the oil leases. Like it's, Beverly Hillbillies out here. It's like you shoot a bull into the ground and oil just starts squirting out of the ground. It's like all these companies, they got oil leases and they're not drilling. Do you know what it takes to get an oil lease? I work in the oil industry. And the easements, the test drills, everything that goes into that. It's like, what do they think? It just all of a sudden oil just starts flowing out of the ground, goes right into your gas pumps and the prices drop. It is just, it's idiocy of it at all.
As a matter of fact, Tom, that's exactly what he thinks. The reason we play the ice cream truck music, Tom, is because his last job in the dreaded private sector was about 50 years ago, and he drove an ice cream truck in the summer. That's what he did. I mean, nothing that there's anything wrong with driving an ice cream truck and being Mr. Frosty and wearing one of those nice caps, and saying, do you want sprinkles on that? But that's the sum total of his experience in the private sector, Tom.
Yeah, and then you got Elizabeth Warren over there saying everybody's gouging everybody. And, corporations shouldn't make any more money because they're gouging people. I'm like, do they have any business? They have no business experience whatsoever. They have no idea how the private market works or anything.
She had one good idea, Tom, and you know what it was. It was she was tired of being a white woman and not getting anywhere in her lackluster, piss-poor career, so she decided to start checking the box and became an Indian. And even though she was whiter than you or me. And then she suddenly skyrocketed in the academic field. That was it. I mean, these are our two senators. I mean, it is pretty terrible. Thanks. It's really depressing. I'm glad you called, Tom, but you really kind of depressed me a little bit here, making me think. I used to think it was bad when our two senators were Kerry and Fat Boy Ted Kennedy, but it may be that the fake Indian and Mr. Frosty are a worse pair than Live Shot and Fat Boy. And I want to think that one through. That may be a good poll question for tomorrow, Taylor. What do you think?
Repeat it for me again.
Which is a worse pair of senators? The fake Indian and Mr. Frosty or Live Shot and Fat Boy?
I'm sure you can find several different generations of senators in Massachusetts that are equally as bad.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Ed Brooke, Leverett Saltonstall, Paul Tsongas, Jack Kennedy, they weren't that bad. They may not have been the best of all time, but they weren't the worst of all time either. Thanks for the call, though, Tom. Call back. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Love the show, man. I'm calling about this pandemic of corruption that we seem to be suffering through
yes.
right now. This run on the border, I was telling Taylor, I worked at a medical center down here in North Carolina for years, and I retired a few years back. But I had a co-worker who was a Mexican, and he had come in illegally, and I don't know if he ever became a citizen, but we were walking through one of the wards in the hospital one day, and there was a room that was full of people speaking Spanish. So he went in, he come out, and he was laughing. Everybody was laughing, and I said, "What's going on?" And he said, "Well, that guy's illegal." He says, "He come up here to get a free heart operation." He says, and, you know, it was a big joke. But I asked this guy one time, my coworker, I said, "What would you do if there's ever a problem in this country, you know?" And he said, "I'll just go back to my village in Mexico."
Yeah. I mean, there's no assimilation going on here, you know? It's just, it's like everybody's on vacation, a permanent vacation. Only at the end of the vacation, your credit card doesn't get charged anything. The only charges are to the American public, you know, you and me. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie. I have a statement and I have a question for you, Howie. Talking about the IRS and everything with BLM and so forth, my question is when the hell is the IRS going to go after these clowns? Number one, that's my question.
Well, I think some of the state attorneys general have been going after them. But you know, do you think Merrick Garland is ever going to go after? You think the Biden administration is going to go after Black Lives Matter? Dream on, Peter.
Yeah, Howie. My statement, Howie, is my statement. Well, it's another question. Okay. Why the hell are we, the taxpayers, fronting protection, Secret Service protection, for Hunter Biden? Can you answer that question, Howie?
Well, I mean, I think it's one of these laws. You know, it was passed, you know, like, well, you know, we've got to protect just not only the president and the first lady, we've got to protect the children while he's president. And, you know, it seems like a good idea because there have been these death threats. And then, you know, a few years later, you end up with Hunter Biden. And it's amazing. I'll read you some of the real estate news, some of the listings about this mansion that they're paying $30,000. It's got views of the Pacific Ocean because it's right next to his place. His place only goes for $20,000, and the Secret Service place mansion next to it goes for $30,000. I'll read that when we come back. Thanks for the call, Peter. 844-500-4242. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. It's an old cliche, but it's true. You only get one chance to make a good first impression. And the better you look, the better you feel. That helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every part of your life becomes so much easier. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never call? Have you been procrastinating getting your mouth back in working order, whether you just need a simple teeth cleaning and a checkup or more serious work done on your mouth? Don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a hassle it's going to be to get your mouth back in working order. This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire for whatever your dental needs are. They are the best. You will not regret going there. I always go there when I'm back in New England. I was there last month, and I'll be there when I get back next month. I'll probably be there in the middle of the summer to just get my teeth checked on. They're the best. Dr. Houghton and his staff. They are conveniently located, Perfect Smiles, off Route 3 in Nashua, and they have plenty of parking. They're convenient from anywhere in New England. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been? Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Just the News is John Solomon's website. They do a lot of good work, actually. They've got another story today that, the Border Patrol, you know, they're not being allowed to stop the influx of fentanyl, the influx of illegal aliens, machete-wielding MS-13 gangbangers with tattoos on their foreheads and their necks. But they have been told how to handle pronouns at the border. This was a big announcement on International Trans Day of Visibility. Yesterday, they told the previously unknown day, they used the previously unknown day to tell Border Patrol agents already stretched thin by the crisis at the border that they need to focus on inclusive pronouns when dealing with border crossers. This is a direct quote. Facilitating effective communications at U.S. ports of entry and beyond, colon. They love their colons, as Chris Plant says. CBP, Border Patrol, has provided a job aid and memorandum for all staff that will serve as a guide for facilitating effective communication with the diverse public CBP serves, including LGBTQI plus individuals. The guidance includes using gender-neutral language in an individual's self-identified pronouns and names. So Trending Politics says, so how long until an MS-13 hitman with a machete gets off the hook because a CBP agent called him sir rather than ma'am? Yikes.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Christo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christo. You there? I think we lost Christo. 844-500-4242. We still have some Brandon cuts to play today, and we're going to get to the to your reaction to the latest extension of the student loan debt moratorium. You don't have to pay now until August. Who thinks that the moratorium is going to end in August? I don't think anybody does. 617, so can we just go back to calling them all illegal aliens? Is that gender neutral and inclusive enough? No, you have to call them migrants now. They're migrating to the free buffet here in the United States of America. We're not the United States of America anymore. We're the Bank of America. And everybody gets a free debit card when they come over here. I'm Howie Carr.